Well, we actually have the skipper on standby, it looks like, inside the clubhouse in Fredericksburg. And another great one for your ball club tonight, Joe. You guys get a big win on the road, open the series with a victory as well. And it's now 7 consecutive wins for your Mudcats. How about that?
Yeah, it was, coming in here, excellent stadium, going from Potomac to Fredericksburg. I mean, what an upgrade. This stadium, the fans, it was great atmosphere here. And, we're down early, knowing that this offense can be potent. I mean, we just kept grinding out, took the lead, and then put up that 7 spot late in the game. Good selective, aggressive approach. But, the new guys went in the game. Black had his first game. Robbie, both those guys looked good in their Mudcat debut. And, Mort, solid start. Guerrero, and then Hassler finished it off. But 3 huge defensive plays in the game. The first and third, I put it on Clark, threw a strike down to Murray. Murray, athletic play to relay it back to the plate for a huge out in the 6th inning. And then Frelick robbing the homer, went over the wall for that one. And then Guerrero, inside move, 1st and 2nd. Read it, did an inside move, got a big out there. So the 3 huge plays in that game for us on the defensive side.
Yeah, you've talked a lot about the defensive play for your guys this season, and obviously you had a shortstop go up today officially, but yesterday took off. That was Freddie Zamora, and looks like Ethan Murray is up to the task of filling in and playing a good spot there. It was a great throw. I mean, that throw was phenomenal. We talked a lot about Zamora and his well-placed throws for Murray. That was right on the money and well in time for the out.
Yeah, he's got a quick, a little short arm action. Ball comes out really good, accurate thrower, and he's made some athletic plays for us since he's been here. The relay at home, that game ender, and then today with that relay back to the dish on that 1st and 3rd play too, was awesome.
Hey, you're seeing these guys for the first time. I mean, it's not like you had these draftees in Arizona, right? You had a lot of these guys you had early on in the season there, so you knew a lot about them coming in, but you're learning these guys just as we are. You're seeing them for the first time. How much fun is this for you right now?
It's awesome. I managed in Helena. I've done rookie ball. So it's I brought the 2 new guys in. All the guys that have come in their first day, just talked to them about, guidelines, not only what we expect on the field, but off the field, being pros. And basically about the on-field stuff, it's more, hey, go out there and play. I mean, we want to see what you got. Pretend like you're in the backyard playing against your buddies. Go out and make plays on defense and do your thing. And Frelick, I mean, it was awesome tonight. He was just little stuff that he's picked up on. I've talked to him about improving his leads, little things like that. Be aggressive. And he recognized he was going to steal on a pitch, recognized the pitcher slide step and shut down the steal. And I was like, hey, did you see that? I was like, yeah, I knew it was on. I didn't want to even say anything, but I was watching him. He shut down the steal. But little stuff like that that they can learn, like right now, watching them and letting them learn. He goes, hey, I'm getting better. But little stuff like that fires you up as a coach. You know, it's the little things. Let them play, and then talk to them. The timing and presentation, when to present stuff, and teachable moments.
Well, I know that the Brewers fans are going to love to hear that the first-round guy is eager to learn the little things right now and at all times. That's that is a great sign. When was the last time you've seen a player go up over the wall and take back a home run like that? Can you think of one?
Can't really remember. I mean, it's crazy, but I think about a guy, Carson Kiner, went to Texas, and the guy, so he had a kidney transplant. His dad basically gave his kidney to his son.
Whoa.
Carson, it was an unbelievable story, and he went over the wall in Brevard when I was a manager with the Sarasota Reds, and I was so concerned about his, because he had a pad over his kidney. Whoa. Went over the wall, home run, and I think it was Ned Yost that he robbed the home run from, but I saw him go over a short wall in Brevard. That's the last one I can remember, but it was an awesome catch.
Wow. Wow, that's a phenomenal story too. Great memory. The catch for Frelick tonight was simply fantastic. And you mentioned it, the great defensive plays in this one, and this offense just continues to roll. You guys have outscored opponents. Your run differential in the 7th, 8th, and 9th innings is the best in the minors. You just added to it even more tonight. It's amazing. It's a whole new squad, and yet they're still doing the same stuff. It's incredible.
The never say die Mudcats. That's credit to Eric Tyson. But the confidence he instills in those guys, and they're going out banging. They're having a lot of fun in the dugout and on the field, hustling on and off and getting after it. And it's a fun team to manage, I'll tell you that, Greg.
Absolutely. Well, keep having fun and keep it rolling. Look for 8 straight tomorrow in Fredericksburg. Thanks for your time tonight.
Thanks, Greg, and congrats on the win to you, Greg.
Yeah, congrats to you, too. I missed that part. I'm sorry.
No.
We'll get you again tomorrow, hopefully after another victory in the postgame. Thanks for joining us again here tonight. Mudcats again, they get it 11-2.